Emma's been my best friend for so long, but she keeps on ditching me. I'm so sick of being stood up over and over and calling and not getting a call back. I wish she would just wake up already, see what she's missing.
Abigail, she's not a good friend to anybody. She only talks to me when she needs help on math homework for my advice so she can rant about her problems.
Vivian, that's what Emma does. She screws you over.
She used to be amazing. Used to be Marty. Used to. What even happened to her? I just wish she'd go back to who she used to be. She led us all on. She pretended to be your guys' friends. She pretended to love me. She did screw us all over. Emma Samantha Riley is nothing but a manipulative liar.
Marty, you aren't together anymore. Get over yourself.
It's true. Emma Riley is a terrible person, and you know it. We all know it. Oh, crap. She's coming.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Nothing much.
Just talking.
Hey, what do you guys say we go to the dock? We'll meet up with you guys later. Maybe at Buddy's Diner?
Sure.
Like 1:30-ish?
Yeah.
Emma, what do you think happens after death?
Heaven or hell, I guess.
But, like, how can we be sure? What if when you die, you just get sucked into a void? No heaven, no hell, just darkness.
We don't have to really think about that now.
You're not guaranteed tomorrow, Emma.
I know. So I have to make today count, or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Hey, look at the time. We should start heading to the diner.
Yep.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Nothing much. We just came back from the dock.
Oh, that like, abandoned one? That's so fun. Hey, do you remember when we used to play there as kids? We were, like, swim there in the summer and stuff? You don't remember that, Emma?
No, not off the top of my head.
Oh. Well, we used to go there all the time.
I remember that, Doc. We would pretend to be mermaids there, or fish that would slip in between the waves. We'd braid seaweed and make necklaces out of those brown little shells. Those were the best days of my life.
Sorry, guys, I'm blank. We could still do some fun stuff, like we can go to the mall later or something, get ice cream, whatever sounds fun.
Can't.
Maybe. I might be busy later.
That could be nice. Oh, I have something I have to take care of later. I'll be quick about it, though. Maybe I'll even have time to see you guys after I clean up.
Oh, well, we planned to go to my house yesterday. Does 6 o'clock still work?
I'll be done by then. Yeah, 6 works.
Fine by me. 6 o'clock is perfect.
Hey, Johnny.
Emma, what are you doing?
Tidying up a little bit. Some of my friends are coming over.
Are you serious?
What's the deal? If you don't want to see people in this house, then you should probably just leave.
Emma, we had plans tonight. We were going to go and see the net, and then you just went and invited a bunch of people over?
Oh, Johnny, I completely forgot. But we can catch a movie some other time, right? I can't just send my friends home.
Yeah, it'd be too bad for your reputation.
You can join us if you really want to.
Fine, whatever, but I'll probably leave in a bit.
Okay, I'm sick of your pathetic attitude. Why are you so mad at me? I haven't done anything to you.
You haven't done anything to me? Seriously, you haven't done anything to me. Jeez, Emma, quit lying to yourself.
Name one thing I've done to you.
You can't help but be better than me. Everything I do, you have to top it. Your efforts are always recognized and mine aren't. I'm fed up with it, okay? I'm sick of your crap. You're the golden child. You're the favorite. Mom and Dad have always favored you over me. I have to try so hard in order to be noticed, in order to be a part of this family. When have you ever gone through the pain in order to succeed? Never. Everything comes naturally to you. Everything.
I've had to try. Do you think being me is easy? Come on, Johnny.
When have you ever had to try as hard as I have for basic respect and love? Everybody loves Miss Emma Riley. She's simple and perfect, and she shuts her mouth when she's supposed to. You're sickeningly perfect, Emma, and it disgusts me.
Hey, guys. Why don't you grab a seat?
Why is everything so plain? The walls are completely blank.
We're getting around to painting the walls red. Weird, I know. It should really look good with the sofa and the rug. At least, that's what our parents said. Oh, this is my brother Johnny. Johnny, this is Marty, Abigail, and Vivian. He's gonna chill with us for a while.
Hi. Marty, you're the boyfriend?
Johnny?
Nope. I'm not the boyfriend.
What do you guys want to do?
We could watch the movie.
What do you guys have here?
We have The Basketball Diaries with Leonardo DiCaprio.
No way I'm watching that again with you. She's obsessed with him.
I am not. If you're so picky, what do you want to watch?
We could watch Psycho.
Sure. I like Psycho.
Crap, looks like the power's out.
I can't see anything! Great, it was just getting good.
How am I supposed to... Guys, calm down. I'll go see if I can fix it.
Careful, Emma. Should you be going by yourself? Guys, somebody go with her.
Guys?
That wasn't the TV, was it? Who's here? Who said that? Marty, I'm here. Vivian, I'm here.
I'm here too. Johnny.
Abigail's here.
Where's Emma? Oh my gosh, Emma?
Emma! Emma, are you there?
Wait, I have a flashlight.
Everyone split up and go see if you can find her.
Emma! What was that?
Emma, where are you?
Emma, we're coming, don't worry! Where do you think she is right now? Heaven or hell? No clue.
Marty.
Gosh, there's red handprints all over the walls and splatters. It's all stained red.
Guess the walls really did get painted red.
Guys, I found her. She's 100% dead.
Jeez, Johnny, you couldn't have just stabbed her once?
I have been waiting for this one for a while. See this little thing? It's a butterfly knife. Oh, how Emma loved butterflies. She gave this to me for my 15th birthday, so I decided to be a gentleman and give it back to her.
She's still beautiful, even when she's dead.
Dude, don't talk about my sister like that.
The red pools around her like a veil. The butterfly rests in her core, fluttering no more, or something poetic like that. Emma always liked poetry.
Enjoy death, Emma. I've heard it's lovely.
Shall we clean up?
I've got the matches.
Bye, Emma. You were a fever dream. A fever dream, I was in love with you for 3 years.
That's absolute garbage. Emma was the root of every single one of our problems. Now that she's out of the picture, we can live and breathe freely.
Look how gorgeous it is. The flames licking the side of the door, orange and red, red and orange. Emma would have liked it.
She would have hated it. Emma would have hated all this fire and corruption.
But that's what she deserves. That's what her destiny is. Emma was born to die.
She will dive into its beauty tonight. Emma Riley was everything, and Emma Riley was nothing. She was an empire, and as the history books say, all empires must fall. She was a star, a bright one, a star made of dreams, nightmares, and perfection. And like all stars, she must burn out and die.
You've got the money, Johnny?
I've got the money. 100 for each of you. Now, change your name, leave the state, and don't ever come back. Our secret dies with Emma.
Our secret dies with Emma.
Do you guys think I could pass for an Emma? As a tribute to her.
A tribute to her? Then I'll be Riley. Vivian changes to Samantha. What do you think?
It's perfect. If each one of you takes one of Emma's names, then I'll take the name she loved but didn't own.
Like what?
Leonardo.
Emma is really dead.
She really is. Dead as a doorknob.
We did it.
And isn't that beautiful?